All right, Lloyd Jackson is here, WJR senior news analyst. Now that two Wayne County Public Works employees have been charged with embezzling $1.7 million in county funds, the Wayne County Executive's Office has retained a local law firm to go after vendors that were involved in the scheme. Boy, oh boy, our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson, here with the rest of the story, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Earlier this month, two Wayne County Roads and Division employees were arrested, charged with embezzling over $1.7 million in county funds. 64-year-old Kevin Gunn, 54-year-old John Gibson are accused in a scheme to defraud Wayne County by using taxpayer dollars to make unauthorized purchases of generators and other power equipment from retailers in Southeast Michigan, which they allegedly sold for profit. There were some county vendors allegedly involved in the scheme as well, and now the Wayne County Executive's Office has retained the law firm of Dickinson Wright to conduct a review and determine liability and possibly bring civil suits against vendors involved in the scheme. Wayne County Corporation Counsel James Heath addressed the Wayne County Commission yesterday.
All of this that I'm describing will be done on a parallel track with the continuing criminal prosecution and investigation. We will soon be meeting with the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, Wayne County Prosecutor, and other involved entities to make sure that we have bright lines in terms of the actions that we will be taking so that we don't cross the all-important criminal investigation, which is still taking place and is ongoing.
Now, Heath told the commission that county business with any vendor that is suspected of participating in the scheme has been paused. Meanwhile, the two employees that were arrested have been terminated by the county. A third has been suspended without pay. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans in a statement said, "Our residents deserve honest, trustworthy, effective, and efficient service from both county employees and approved county vendors." He added that it's his goal to see that all damages are recovered and that each vendor involved faces all legal liability for their role in these illegal activities.
Far be it from me to question this excellent Wayne County executive. Excellent is what I mean about Warren Evans. He's been excellent. I think you might agree. Maybe you don't want to take such a stand, but I'm not a newsman, so I can say I think he's always done a good job. But it is interesting that somebody on staff would have the ability to spend that kind of money without that requisition passing over his desk, or if it did, that they were able to lie enough saying they needed the equipment, and then nobody noticed that when they bought the equipment, it immediately went away because they ended up selling it to someone else. This is going to be a fascinating story to follow.
It is. They never received the equipment, and those workers received it after it was paid for by the county, sent through invoices to the, you know, county to be paid, and then those guys picked up the items and sold them on eBay or online or in the street.
Boy, oh boy. Who can you trust anymore? Well, there are a lot of trustworthy people. We just hear about the bad ones. That's I better fix that. We just hear about the bad ones.
There's
a lot of good, positive stuff that happens every day. It just doesn't make the news, and we try to get it in there. But anyway, Lloyd Jackson, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, Lloyd.
You too, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, here at 7:45. We've got 67. Is that right? Can you see that, Sean? Does that say 67 degrees? Lower right-hand corner?
67 it is.
They make it as small as they possibly
that one
can.
Says 65. The one on the other television says 67.
Okay.
So now 67 and 66.
So here we are. It's in the upper 60s, on our way to near 90, but I think we'll hit it as we continue on WJR at 7:45.